Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH. This is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrecht and Tommy Kester.
All right, welcome in hour number two, everybody. Sports Daily. It's Albrecht and Kester. Chad Chambers producing. That IHOP hotline back open for you, 869-1240. You can always jump on there and get in touch with the show. You can do it as well on our video streams if you're watching us there. Those are available on Facebook, on YouTube, on X. Cracked Glass on YouTube asks if the snippets comment about the segmented shows and ways you can find it was a joke on Tommy's vasectomy. And the answer is, of course it was. So you can also go back and listen in the past. Friday, we had a full-on, we all had some fun at Tommy's expense. And then you can move forward with us as well. You can listen at kfhradio.com. Lots of different ways to listen to the show, get in touch with the show. Your opportunity to win some HTO iced tea and coffee is coming up later in this hour, so stay tuned for that chance as well. Tommy, the NBA playoffs are into round number two. We had a game seven yesterday. I wanted to say I was going to get in round number one. I watched a little of the Knicks 76ers series, a little of the Mavs Clippers series. And that's about it. And I'm ready to lock in on the Thunder. So let's look at these series in the second round. In the Western Conference, you've got Thunder Mavs, you've got T-Wolves Nuggets. And then in the Eastern Conference, you've got Celtics Cavs, Pacers Knicks. How are you looking at these? Because I have two that I'm really interested in and two that I'm not quite there yet with.
I'm really only interested in the games in the Western Conference, those two series.
Same.
Like the Thunder Mavs. Yep. Timberwolves, Nuggets. Those are probably the only two series that I'm going to really pay attention to. But I'm kind of biased towards the Western Conference anyway. I always think it's more entertaining for the most part. I can't really get behind Celtics and Cavs or Pacers and Knicks.
Because Celtics are going to kill the Cavs. I mean, Pacers-Knicks might be interesting, I guess. The Knicks are a really good story. Love it. But problem with the Knicks is that they don't have a chance to win an NBA title, I don't think. And that's sort of where I have to get with these series, is you got to win a title. But I think in the West, all four of those teams could win a title.
Yeah, and that's kind of the way that it was last year to an extent, right? I mean, there was kind of a logjam in the Western Conference, not so much in the Eastern Conference. I think if I had to power rank my level of excitement with the two series in the Western Conference, it's got to be Nuggets and Timberwolves. And I think that because, you know, you're obviously talking about
the other first.
Well, I think you're talking about Jokic and just the stars that, you know, the Nuggets have. You've got the Christian Brown connection in there. And then with the way that Anthony Edwards has just taken over the NBA in these playoffs, I mean, that's going to be a fun series, and that's probably the one I'm going to be most locked into.
I think the other is my interest a little bit more for a couple of reasons. Luka always interests me, and I do sort of root for the Mavs. I mean, I like the Mavs. The Mavs would be the team I guess I root for, but I'm starting to think that it might be time to sort of just follow Oklahoma City all year. They've got such a fun young roster. It's sort of like it was, the first time around. They have all these stars. They're the one seed, right? Are they ready yet? And I don't know. I don't know that I think they'll be able to beat the Nuggets in a series if it gets to that point. I mean, Dallas is just sort of hobbles through, but they do have one of the best players in the world. I think that series has so much young star power that it's hard for me not to watch that one. And I do like both of the teams involved in that series. I also like both the teams involved in the Nuggets and T-Wolves. I like all four of those teams as far as just kind of like enjoy seeing their success. So I'm in on both series. I think both series are probably going to be pretty good. I think they're probably going to be pretty good.
Yeah,
East, I just don't think they're going to be that good. I think the Knicks will win, and I think the Celtics will win, and then it'll be the Celtics in there and see if anybody can take them down.
And let's talk about Oklahoma City for a second. I've been really impressed with what they've done this year, and this has been several years in the making, the way that they have hoarded those draft picks. And, Sam Presti with the job that he's done down there and bringing in the young talent and all of that. And this is kind of the start of the payoff of all of those really bad years, the post-Russell Westbrook years in Oklahoma City. And now you've got a new era of Thunder basketball. That's awesome. I know they're the one seed. I have a hard time thinking that this is the year they're going to get a championship. I still think that they might be maybe a year away from legitimately being the favorite to win an NBA championship.
They you have to get the picks right too. Like, it's not as easy as just like sitting there. You have to still get those picks right. And they appear to have done that. And they're a really, really cool, young, hip, interesting, right down the road. Because, if we're really counting the miles, they're the closest pro team to us here in Wichita. And I think they have an opportunity. They really do. Like, if they could collect this area into their fandom, I think it could go a long way in helping them do what they do. But those series get started. You get Nuggets, T-Wolves tonight. It's late. And then Knicks-Pacers is also... I think Knicks-Pacers might be good. I don't know. It's hard to know what to think about the Pacers because the Bucks didn't have any of their players for that series. But, the Knicks are at least interesting. I think the Jalen Brunson story is awesome. Love that guy, but I just don't think...
I think the Knicks win. I think the Knicks win the series.
Could you imagine... Like, how did the Mavericks let Jalen Brunson walk out the door? I mean, can we be real for a minute?
Yeah, Brunson has turned himself into a superstar, and he's getting paid at a level that, is maybe like a mid-tier player in the NBA. Like, if you look at his contract, I don't think he's getting paid anywhere close to what
he deserves. And nobody thought he would be worth that contract. Like, nobody on the planet thought. The only place that thought it was worth it is the Knicks, it feels like. And, man, they were right big time. And the Knicks are a team that I am ready to see get over the hump, right? That's a cool fan base. That's a cool, of all the like big mega fan bases, that's a cool one that probably deserves their day. I think it's time for the Knicks to be able to get over the hump.
I think they win this series.
They're not there yet.
I don't think they win a championship, but I do think they win this series. I think they make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. Because the thing about the Pacers, you mentioned the way they beat the Bucks, and the Bucks didn't really have any of their stars, and Giannis was out and all of that. That's all true. There's, from a location proximity, the Pacers and Bucks, not that far away from each other, really, when you're looking at a map. And so there was a lot of, I think, those two teams don't like each other. They don't get along, to put it nicely. It wouldn't surprise me if the Pacers, got out a bunch of energy in that series against the Bucks and, may not be able to follow it up in this series against the Knicks.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, I hope they win. I'll be watching the Western Conference. I'm probably not a ton of the Eastern Conference yet. Maybe if those series get late into the series, we will get there with that. I'm seeing this, Tommy. This is just coming down, and I'm trying to decipher it, but we'll just do that on the air with everybody here. So there's a college business, sports business reporter for On3 who is putting this out, so they must have sent a release. The College Football Players Association put something out, and they're trying to push for, you know, what they're going to do and collective bargaining, but they don't call themselves, and Pete Thamel points this out, which is why this popped up onto my radar. So the College Football Players Association, as an organized body, is not calling themselves in their initial, like, we want to, you know, move forward and find some things, employees. And so it makes me wonder then back to something we talked to last week about this new idea, right, of revenue sharing. And I'm always trying to, like, decide where this lands. And what's interesting about seeing that to me is it feels like even they know there is a line here that probably isn't going to be able to be crossed in feasibility in compensation. Where is that line? So we've bantied about, you know, revenue sharing for a long time. NIL, told you from the very beginning, colleges should be pushing that more than anybody, because then at least they're not the ones having to pay the players, right? It's somebody else. You raise those funds, but it's not coming out. And you know, maybe it comes from a different place that the university's athletic department might receive. But I would bet you this. I would bet you, Tommy, that today, if we ask the big programs whether NIL has generated more or less revenue in general for athletic departments, I think the answer would be significantly more, if we were being honest. At least, you know, not under the table money, but on top of the table money. So if you've got NIL in place and it's good and it's robust and it's all these things, do you think the end game in it, that revenue sharing would be enough and not having to become full-on employees? You know, becoming full-on employees, you might be able to bargain more for insurance and, you know, some sort of benefit. Is revenue sharing plus NIL enough, you think, to appease the athlete side of this? Because it does appear in some of this early language that even they know, like, you can't have it all here, or the model will crumble.
Yeah, I just don't know what the negative, like what the downside is of calling these athletes employees on either side. And I don't, because here's what ends up happening is that you end up having, I would think, more protections from the institution side if these athletes are considered employees. I would think.
A lot more money.
It's more money, but you've got more protections, I think, because you're probably talking about contracts at that point. You're probably talking about restrictions in the contracts, non-competes, right.
You mean protection from the transfer portal?
Absolutely. I think that there's protections that would be built in, you know, from that would, I think, protect the institution. So I don't know why. I understand there's more money involved, but that might be a trade-off. I mean, that might be a trade-off in the way that.
Yeah. I think. You can tie NIL compensations to transfer agreements without the university necessarily having to do that. Like, let's say I own Joe Blow's car dealership and I want to endorse some local kid that's playing wherever. Well, in that endorsement deal, I'm going to say you got to be playing here or you're not going to get your money. The school doesn't have to do that. I don't think, I mean, the company can, because I'm not going to pay you if you're not here. I think the danger in employment comes as somebody who has employed. Like, there are so many costs to having employees that you never think about, or the general public doesn't even know about, because I didn't until we opened two businesses. You've got taxes out the rear end that you have to pay. You've got unemployment tax. You've got all these added taxes and things that come with having actual employees. Now, I don't know how that works with college athletes. I don't know if, you know, if you're not an employee but a student, like, I assume that a lot of those costs go away. You don't have to pay payroll taxes and unemployment taxes and all of these other things on every single employee that you have. If you're there, that helps the university in a big way, because they're already worried about not having enough money. So if every athlete that walks on campus, or every football player, now you've just, I mean, if you go to a university and all of a sudden you're like, all right, we're going to add 150 more employees. If you're just talking about football, men's, women's basketball, that's a significant amount of money. Significant. Do you have to offer it? Do you have to offer benefits now at a university, at a pub? Probably, because I bet you all the other teachers on campus get benefits. That's another massive cost. I think insurance cost is already accounted for. I think college athletes already get, you know, looped into that anyway. But between the taxes and the benefits of a university employing all these people, because they'd be full-time employees, I'm pretty sure. I don't think they'd be part-timers. Maybe they would be. I don't know. But there is a significant cost increase if you're talking about that and revenue sharing, because now you're giving up the money coming in and you're increasing the money going out. And I just think it's interesting that the early language doesn't quite go that far from the loosely organized body that does currently exist, because there is a line, Tommy, where this is not sustainable. There's a line where this doesn't work.
Yeah, and I don't know what it is.
There are
plenty of examples in our country today where you've got a group of individuals, an organized body, where they're part of a union, quote unquote, but they're right. not actual employees of any kind of company. They're independent contractors. You know, look at like the actors union or the writers, like in entertainment, yeah. like they're not employed by a studio. Like that's not their full-time job, but they're part of a union that helps right. govern all of the different entities that might hire them and bring them on as an independent contractor, you know? And so you've
there
got a couple of different ways.
Representation.
Yeah. You've got a couple of different ways that this can go down where, you know, like what we're used to in this market is, in the aircraft industry, you've got unions, right. but you've got people that are more often than not working full-time as an employee for whatever company that is in this city. They're also represented by a union. So you can do it both ways. And it does seem to me that based off of the way that this is worded, that this is going to be looking more like these athletes are kind of independent contractors. They're represented, there's, you know, all of that, but they're not actually going to end up as employees of the university.
I mean, I suppose they still can. I just, you know, I because they're going to get representation, they're going to get bargaining. It's almost like, what do if you can't have it all, what would you rather have? You'd obviously want NIL. There's no question about that. And you'd want the untethered ability to transfer whenever you want to. If I'm a player, if I'm a high-level player, here's what I want. More than employment. Don't really care about employment because I'll make my money in endorsements. But I want to be able to move around whenever I want to take advantage of the most beneficial financial situation. So I don't know that I would rather. I don't think I'd rather be an employee but not be able to move around. And so then it's like, okay, well, if that makes more sense for the athletes, because it might. It might make more sense for the athletes to not be employees but have the freedom to move whenever they yeah. want. But if you do that on the other side now, if you're the schools, you got to understand, like, because I don't think they want to make these kids employees either. I think the cost could get too high, even though it may be inevitable, unless it's collectively bargained, of course. Okay, well, I guess we just have to deal with the transfer portal then.
Well, and think about it this
because
way too. As
what would you rather have if you were the school? I'd rather have more money and just deal with kids leaving and make sure I can fund a department.
Yeah, think about it this way too. If you cross that threshold of players becoming employees of a university, then, you know, like you mentioned the number, like let's say it's 150 new employees, you know, based off of the football team and basketball team, you know, whoever, then you're dealing in a lot of cases with, you know, in D1 settings or even in some D2 settings, probably not as big of a deal, but in D1 settings, you're dealing with, by and large, public taxpayer-funded institutions. And so, yes, you've got a lot of revenue coming in to these universities. And in some cases, the money is separate, you know, from the academic side to the athletic side, you know, but I'm sure that there's some commingling in there. And then you've got a situation where, okay, we have all these new employees. Any of these, you know, salaries that we're now paying these quote unquote employees coming from any kind of the, you know, the taxpayer dollars that come to help fund these universities. And then that opens up a whole extra can of worms. We don't think about that a whole lot. You know, you don't think about Kansas State football, KU basketball, like the programs like that. You know, the university itself is a public university, taxpayer subsidized in a lot of cases. So that does open up another can of worms.
It does. But if you're Joe Public, I mean, would you rather, Do you think that that money is any better or worse spent for the actual well-being of the university on star athletes or administrators?
Depends on who you ask. Depends on who Joe Public is.
Yep. Think about Joe Public. Not, you know, yeah, I agree. Yeah, maybe it's 50-50, but if you're just from a business perspective, you know, having Reggie Bush at USC when he was there was probably the most beneficial person to campus that exists. Nick Saban there's been no individual probably from a monetary perspective that's had a bigger impact on their university, I would guess, than Nick Saban's had on Alabama in his time there, right? So, you know, if you have Johnny Manziel, you don't think that benefited A&M financially? So if you got to pay him to be there versus, you know, XYZ, I mean, that's what I mean. So I don't think, I just think this is interesting today because I do think that the best thing for all parties is the NIL piece because, again, then it at least doesn't cost the university direct dollars and cents. It may cost them, you know, because they can't allocate it somewhere else or whatever from a donor. But, man, if you can get away with that, a little revenue sharing that's based on the actual revenue from a TV contract and like a video game or whatever, I think there's something to that. But that's out there. We'll dig into that just a little bit and try to get a little bit more insight on it. I just saw that pop up, so I wanted to get that through. Hey, on our way out of here, the first segment, let's give away some HTO. First caller right now to the IHOP hotline at 869-1240 will get a free iced tea, more than 25 flavors, good for Wichita East or West or in Derby, and a free rain coffee card that's good for Derby and Wichita East. A lot of teacher appreciation orders coming in, something to think about as well. You could give one of those cards to a teacher you love or whatever you want to do. But first caller right now to the IHOP hotline, 869-1240. Get your hands on those. We'll be back. More Sports Daily right after this. All right, welcome back in, everybody, here to Sports Daily. Wichita State coaches shows are tonight. Coach Brian Green of Wichita State Baseball at 6 o'clock. 7 o'clock, it's Christy Breadbinner in the softball program there. You can catch them both right here on KFH or for free on the Odyssey app. Welcome back in. Congratulations to Earl for winning our HTO giveaway today. Tommy, I've been on a little bit of a heater betting-wise. Like, it, you know, it's been good. And, you know, I don't know what in particular. I think some long odds bets when ESPN Bet does their boosters has helped a little bit, but it's been more about just kind of picking baseball winners to some degree. I haven't looked at the full slate completely tonight. I usually start with, you know, I go to the Royals and I go to the Rangers and I see what they're doing. They're both minus money tonight. I've put them together plenty, and that wouldn't be a bad idea tonight with the Royals, with Cole Reagans on the mound. Royals and Rangers right now together will get you plus 190, so just under 2-1. I might take a swing. I'll have to dig in a little bit. Have you been betting much lately?
Really outside of the Salvi MVP bet that I placed over the weekend, I haven't done a whole lot. I feel like I'm going to probably get more into it as the summer rolls on. I tend to try to not do a lot in the first month or so of the baseball season just because I kind of want to see, you know, I want to get a little bit of, you know, action before I start to bet. And, you know, when you start betting at the very beginning of the year, you have no idea. You're just kind of taking, you know, shots in the dark on different things. So I feel like as the month of May progresses, once we get into the summertime, yeah, there's probably going to be more baseball bets to come.
It's been fun. We'll keep doing that for you and let you know. The Mariners have made me a little bit of money. They got plus money in a lot of that Astros series, so I've been kind of on them a little bit. They've got Luis Castillo at minus 120. I mean, I guess maybe I'll do a Rangers, Mariners, Royals, and of course I couldn't bet the Royals and the Rangers at the same time when they were playing each other. I won't let you know which way I was betting that for the most part, but I'll remind you that I have been on a little bit of a heater. So you could put those three together as money line winners tonight. They're all favored. You can get you plus 431. That might be what I play tonight. Why not? NBA. I'm just not good at it, Tommy. I'm not. Like, I don't have a good feel for it. It's not my jam to try and bet the NBA. I've never been good at it, like, at all. So I don't bet too much of the NBA. I kind of leave that one alone. Maybe futures bets or whatever, but we're playing baseball here.
Yeah, I probably won't jump into NBA playoff betting until maybe the conference finals. That's probably at that point where, because I mean, I'll be the first to admit, I'm not some NBA expert at all. And so once we get into those finals in both conferences, yeah, then at that point I feel like I could probably feel confident enough to know in what I'm betting. But until then, probably not.
Okay, let's talk a little Chiefs, because why not? Why wouldn't you talk a little Chiefs? We've kind of started to hear from some of the players. You know, the rookies are in there. As the dust settles on this draft and we look at what the Chiefs did, what do you think the chances are that Worthy and the tackle out of BYU are both impact meaningful players this year? I'm starting to think we might be putting a little too much expectation on these two, just a little bit, because we like the way the Chiefs draft fell. We do. Like, I don't know enough about, like, trying to grade linemen, but I like Worthy. Worthy's a player I liked in college, and so I don't know. I feel like we're maybe shooting a little too high with their immediate impacts here.
That happens a lot. You get high round draft picks. And then on top of that, in today's social media age, you've got all these videos from the team and they're showing Mahomes throwing to Worthy.
Like, drop a pass or something. And people are freaking out.
And then they're talking to the new offensive lineman. How do you say his name? It's like Sua Mateo.
I'm not sure.
But you see him and you know, getting to know these players and all of that. It's really easy to get overconfident in the impact that they're going to make right away. Do I think that these players will eventually make large contributions to this team? Sure, I absolutely do. But I'm not sure it's going to be week one in the regular season. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me at all If Wanya Morris starts week one at left tackle, it wouldn't surprise me at all if they take the same sort of direction with Xavier Worthy that they took with Rashee Rice last year, where he really doesn't start to get a larger role in the offense until midway through the season. Like, that's kind of the way that I anticipate this. So I do think that it's really important that as we go through the workouts and then we go through training camp, we go through the preseason, all of that, that we don't get ahead of ourselves in the development of these two players. Their ceilings are both really high, don't get me wrong.
Well, sure.
But do we think that it's going to be in week one? Probably not.
I think realistic expectations could be that they get their left tackle. I think that's within the realm of possibilities. I think for Worthy, it's more about he becomes a useful gadget player for the team this year. Like, take shots, design plays for him. I really do think they took him to replace Hollywood Brown after this year. Because if you were thinking about his pick as like a Rashee Rice backup plan or a potential Kelsey replacement even, or what he does for the offense, that's not Worthy. Worthy to me feels like he's the project guy. He's the guy that they really need next year, not this upcoming season, but the season after, to be the guy. Because he'll help take the tops off defenses, don't get me wrong, and he may end up lining up as a third receiver in 11-man personnel, but in 11 personnel where you have three wide receivers. I don't think that, like, if you're trying to imagine what impact Rashee Rice had last year, I think that's the wrong way to look at that pick. I don't think that's happening. If it does, I mean, that's fantastic, but it feels more like he's going to take his real role in 2 years. And so I hope that everybody doesn't put too much of a pressure on him. I mean, I'm going to ask you this, and it's not even tongue in cheek. What do you think the chances are that either of Kadarius Toney or Sky Moore has more catches this year for the Chiefs than Xavier Worthy? I think there's a decent chance of that.
I'm not going to go that far. I do think that they will try to find ways to loop in Worthy as the season goes on, especially mid to late. And I don't have any kind of expectations whatsoever on Toney or Moore. I put them both in the same class. I just don't see it happening. Maybe I'm wrong on that, but I think that let me just say this. I think that the Chiefs will prioritize getting touches for Justin Watson over Kadarius Toney and Sky Moore next season. If you were to ask me, will Justin Watson have more catches than Xavier Worthy? Okay. Yeah, I would probably make that bet, but I'm not sure I would do that with Toney or Moore.
Of the wide receivers, so obviously Travis Kelce is not involved here. Then what are the chances a wide receiver not named Worthy has the third most catches, I guess is the way to put it?
Yeah. I mean, I think that if I'm going to rank it, and of course it's all dependent on how long Rashee Rice is out. But let's just assume, let's assume it's a handful of games. I mean, I think it's going to be,
four.
I think it's going to be Hollywood Brown. It's probably going to be Rashee Rice after that. Then I would probably go Justin Watson at number three. Maybe
even over Worthy now.
Yeah, maybe Xavier Worthy at four, and then I would go Kadarius Toney and Sky Moore under that.
I think there's a good chance, and I think that's going to have people a little disappointed if that happens. And I would say that we're not going to get a real evaluation of that pick until after next year, probably. And because I agree, I think the chances of that are moderately high this year of him not being the receiver with the third most catches on this roster, even though he was a first round pick. Now he could absolutely blow up and be a superstar. I'm not saying that's not possible either. I just don't want, I don't want people to expect too much from that particular player right out of the gates, because I don't think the Chiefs expect that much out of him right out of the gates. I just don't think they do. And I could be reading it wrong, but I doubt it. They just don't need it. They don't really have it in there anyway. Because if Rice is playing in Kelce and Brown, there's your top three options. You know the backs are going to be involved in some capacity. The Chiefs may run, if they don't feel confident at left tackle this year, they're probably going to run two tight end sets more often than they're going to run three wide receiver sets. And so they're just not going to be a ton of opportunities, I don't think. Now, you know, you talk about shot plays or big plays or things like that. The thing that's kind of scary if you're the opposition, and I think this is why most people thought this pick was really interesting, not because everyone expects, you know, Worthy to blow the doors open, and I'm talking about like the pros now, not just, you know, the fans, is because you really have, well, we'll call it two. You have two now gadgety players that you could use. Not that that's what Worthy's ceiling is, because I don't think that's the case, but I absolutely think he can make a hand this year that way. But between him and Tony, now, like, if the Chiefs will run formations out there, probably, where both of those guys are on the field. Maybe one of them's in the backfield. You've got Kelce, you've got Rice, you've got Brown out there. Like, it's going to be a little difficult as four, you know, if you got all the motion involved. When there's that kind of speed, I don't, that's the part I think that really has, you know, football people salivating about the possibilities, is because if they're all out there at the same time somehow, I don't know how you rank that out. And probably the easy answer is you just better stay on Kelce, because Kelce has a chance to run far more free open this year than he did last year. There's no question about that. Like, Kelce's production this year will probably, it may not go up in catches, but I think his yards are going to go way up, and I think his touchdowns are going to go way up than they did a year ago. I think he's the biggest beneficiary of all of this, because last year it was pretty much stop Kelce, right? Like, you just have to stop Kelce, and so he didn't have any opportunities to run free like he does so well. But you can't do that this year. You double him up and you're trying to leave a corner on Worthy / Hollywood Brown. I don't know that that's enough. You better be able to check those guys at the line, because if you're going single coverage with them burning over the top.
But what would you rather have? I mean, would you rather have a, you know, potential low percentage deep ball to, you know, Hollywood Brown or Xavier Worthy that may or may not hit?
I'll tell you, those low percentage deep balls, those low percentage deep balls get a little more high percentage now with Hollywood Brown than they did MVS. There's no doubt about that.
I get it, but I mean, regardless, like, they're still not high percentage catches. It doesn't matter, you know, who you've got. You could have Jerry Rice down there catching the football, and there's just a lot of other factors that go into a 40, 50 yard pass play over the top to Worthy or Hollywood Brown. If I'm a defensive coordinator, I'm still probably going to try to double Kelce, because that's a more guaranteed, like, that's going to be a first down every time, and he might break one off, especially if I'm not, you know, doubling him or whatever. I may still just, like, cross my fingers and take that risk of having one of those two receivers beat me over the top.
I don't think I would. I don't know, man.
You'd rather just let Kelce beat you? You know, it's like death by a thousand paper cuts.
Well, it's not that you're... It's obviously not that you're letting Kelce beat you, but if you've got the explosive element now back to this Chiefs offense, and look, I don't think their defense will be as good as it was last year, but if you took that same Chiefs defense with any of the explosive offenses of years past...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I don't know what you're supposed to do, right? You know, I don't know. I don't know how teams are going to defend this. Now, the big key to all of it, obviously, is where the second round pick comes in. You're not taking deep shots if you don't have time to take the deep shot. So that's why I think the pressure is far higher there on the offensive line than it is the wide receiver room. Let's go to the IHOP hotline. Fred on the line wants to chime in. Hey, Fred, welcome into Sports Daily. How are you?
Hi, guys. I just have a comment and then a question to follow it. The comment is, in my opinion, Worthy is not a gadget player. I've watched film of him running routes. And with his ability to run routes coupled with his speed, he's going to play. And the statistics that he has for running back punts, not kickoffs, but punts, are outstanding. They're going to use him to run back punts.
Don't misunderstand real quick, Fred. I'm not saying he's a gadget player, by the way. I think the Chiefs could use him that way this year. I don't think ultimately he's Mecole Hardman. I think he's a far better prospect. So don't miss him. I'm just talking about this year. I think they could use him that way.
But my point is, with his abilities, the exhibited abilities, and that's the real issue. Have you watched any of the film on him?
I actually, like, of all the receivers in the draft, I probably watched him more than anybody because I watch Big 12 football. So I saw a lot of Worthy. Well, yeah, he was one of my favorite players to watch in college football. I love Worthy. I think he's awesome. Well, but I have to be careful because I also loved Quentin Johnston because I watched the most of him. So that's not fair either. Like, I watch Big 12 football. So, you know, I'm biased to Big 12 football players. There's no question about that. Do I think he's better than Marvin Harrison Jr.? Of course not. No. I mean, anybody with eyes can see the appeal of Marvin Harrison Jr. But I do I like Worthy the player. I like him a lot. I love the pick. I just don't know that I want people to understand, like, what's already on the roster. I'm not sure what kind of opportunities he's going to have, and I think they're going to create plays for him. I think it'll be more of that this year than anything else.
Then I'd like for you guys to talk a little bit more about, Zammit is his Latin, or Reese Zammit, the rugby player. His running ability, I've seen him on rugby, playing rugby, but his top end speed is outstanding. And I think they're going to use him to run back kickoffs with the new kickoff rules. And so he's going to be, I think, going to make the 53-man squad. So, and he could well be a good receiver. I don't hold him out as a running back so much, because I don't think he has the experience to do that at all.
Yeah,
as a real
kicks.
But
kicks will be interesting. I'm glad you brought up kickoffs because I was going to wonder if Worthy would be an option there too. I don't know anything about Zammit other than he's a good story because he's a rugby player, right? Like, I don't know how they're going to use a rugby player. He's a rugby player.
I'll take a rugby player though,
an athletic rugby player. Heck yeah.
He's a world class athlete, and
that's what I'm saying.
You might think about Steele as running back kickoffs if he makes a team.
It's an I kind of like the idea of Zammit. But you know, rugby's very different. It's not quite as high-end explosive. So I don't know. But it's a good story is what I'll tell you about Zammit. I hope he makes the roster because we appreciate the call, by the way, Fred. I think it's a fun story. I have, like, zero expectations, though, with it, Tommy. I don't expect anything out of Zammit. I don't even expect him to make the team. I don't know.
If he does, I mean, it's a fun story. It's, you know, something that we'll follow. And yeah, I think there is some legitimacy to the fact that the kickoff rules are going to be different. And so,
I'm so excited about them, by the way.
This could very well be a situation where Brett Veach and Andy Reid are playing chess while everybody else, they're playing checkers with the kickoff rule. Time will tell. I don't know. I mean, we'll see if he makes the roster.
It could have been a factor in the worthy pick. Look, if their special teams is great, if they have another special teams weapon, that's going to help them. I think they've done a lot of things that they would not normally do to push all their chips in for this season. They don't normally do that. The Chiefs don't, historically. I think they're doing it a little bit more this year, and I think the draft falling the way it did probably tells you that. You know, I think that that Worthy can help them in a few different ways, maybe than traditional first-round wide receivers do, quite frankly. But we'll see. It's fun. Kingsley, we're going to take a shot at this, and I've not heard them say it yet. So it's a little Sua Mataya is how I read it. So I think that's right. But, you know, he's the guy, I think, that probably has a little more pressure to step up right away because his area of need is, I think, a little bit higher at the moment. We'll come back. Your thoughts, 869-1240. That IHOP hotline open for one more segment. More Sports Daily right after this.
Don't sweat a swing and miss thanks to insurance tokens from BetMGM. Add an MLB wager to your bet slip and activate your bet insurance token. If your bet with the token applied doesn't hit, you'll get your stake back and bonus bets up to a specified maximum amount. So that's another chance to step up to the plate and bet on the action out there on the diamond. Baseball is America's national pastime, and BetMGM's favorite pastime is making the sport even more amazing for fans. Whether you want to bet on a no-run first inning, try a signature bet, or take a home run prop, BetMGM has a loaded lineup for all nine innings all season long. Go to your BetMGM account today to claim your bet insurance token and get your stake back in bonus bets if your MLB wager using the token doesn't win. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks and official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for the T's and C's. 21 and older only, Kansas only. Existing customer offer subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Patterson Legal is the way to go. Call 550-0000.
I'm attorney Tyler Patterson. Big rig accidents can be devastating, causing big injuries and even death. Special laws apply to these types of accidents. If you've been hurt by a big rig, call Patterson Legal Group today. Our experienced team will fight to get you the compensation you deserve. In a wreck, need a check? Call us today.
Patterson Legal is the way to go. Call 550-0000.
Come and enjoy a free birthday boil at Hook and Reel. Valid only with a minimum of a 2-entree purchase, proof of ID, and also valid 3 days before and 3 days after birthday. Located in Town East Parking Lot, East Kellogg.
Your garage door is the largest piece of moving equipment in your home. When it needs help, call the experts at Overhead Door Company of Wichita. Their certified technicians repair all brands of doors and openers, and you can even schedule evening and weekend service. Just call 316-944-DOOR and always look for the red ribbon. It's your assurance you've got the genuine, the original Overhead Door, the most trusted garage door in Wichita for 20 years. For same-day service, schedule online at ohdwichita.com. or call 316-944-DOOR.
Vask Footwear has delivered functional, durable footwear to millions of outdoor enthusiasts since 1964. We believe that you don't have to go far to change your perspective. By simply stepping outside, we can change how we feel on the inside. When we disconnect, we reconnect. Vask Footwear, comfortable trail footwear for the entire family. You'll find an amazing selection at Red Wing Shoes. Shop today at 6600 West Kellogg. Vask, Log Outside.
Hey, Renee, what sandwich did you bring me today?
Well, first, I want you to tell me what you think.
I can taste garlic butter and Parmesan.
Okay, what else?
That's melted Swiss cheese on grilled sourdough.
That's right. It's our new garlic Parmesan chicken nut. I brought you the grilled. I'm having the crispy.
The cheese melts right into the chicken.
That's why we call them chicken melts.
Garlic Parmesan chicken melts. That's why you say...
Freshness made to order. Spangles, it just tastes better.
The weather is warming up, and Spangles has a new thirst-quenching margarita. The Jolly Rancher Watermelon Margarita. This bold, fruity flavor will be your new go-to cocktail. It's Spangles' signature margarita mixed with the most popular flavor of Jolly Rancher, watermelon. The new Spangles Jolly Rancher Watermelon Margarita, where cocktails just taste better. Spangles reminds you to please drink responsibly.
Freshness made to order.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-6812. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-6812. That's 800-575-6812. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Thank you, Wichita, for making Sports Daily the number one sports talk on late morning radio. Wichita's most listened to sports radio. 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Dude, you gotta hear this.
Go ahead. I think I want to hear this.
Sports Daily is on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. One more reminder, big series begins tonight for the Kansas City Royals taking on the Brewers. We'll join that game in progress after we get through the coaches' shows. Man, I love it, Tommy. I love this series. I think I'm going to attack it. I think I'm going to go with the Royals tonight. And I think I'm going to put him with a couple others. But just on the surface, this is a big chance at home. It should be good, and we get Reagan's. Watching Reagan starts, like, are you back all the way in? Like, everything is fine and dandy and everything with Reagan's, or are you still like, I just kind of need to see one more? He went up against Barrios twice and took him down.
Yeah, so. I'm back to, you know, feeling really good about Cole Reagan's, and I think him being able to start off this series is really important for Kansas City. One quick note, and I just sent this to you, the Royals did just announce the game is moving up 30 minutes, so the start time will be at 6:10 tonight. They're trying to get out in front of the weather. It looks like, you know, the Kansas City Metro is under the gun also, but later tonight is kind of when they're anticipating the storms rolling in. So I think they're trying to get the game done before that line that will impact, you know, Wichita and Oklahoma City and all of that moves to the east and impacts Kansas City. So, you know, we'll still join the game in progress after the coaches' shows. It'll probably be later in the game, though, since they're starting it at 6:10.
Okay. Well, there you go. I wondered about the weather there. But, yeah, Reagan's will go against the Brewers, who have been really good. This is going to be a fun series. And it'll be, you know, if you're hunkering down, if you don't have anything, you'll be able to get that, you know, battery-powered radio Tommy was talking about and listen to it on KFH. It'll be – you'll catch probably the back third of the game, if I had to guess. But it's there for you. We'll have it always on the Odyssey app. And you can always catch it on the Odyssey app, too, if you want to. Tune in for that as well. We'll tell you what else is on. We'll get you all caught up on everything, what you can expect the rest of the day as we wrap up Sports Daily right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.